Famous Escape.
The present political regime in Russia is now firmly established. But in the early days of the Revolutionary Republic, the communists had to face the constant menace of the White Armies. In the summer of 1920, General Rangel's army was operating against the Bolsheviks of South Russia. Major Nicholas Smolsky, chief of General Rangel's intelligence department, was moving heaven and earth to obtain information about the movements of the Red Armies.
The Countess Olga Reckendorf wishes to see you, sir.
What?
The Countess Olga Reckendorf.
Show her in.
Very good, sir. The Countess Olga Reckendorf.
This is a surprise, Olga.
Yes, Nicholas.
All right, Ivan. You may go.
Very good, sir.
Well, let me see. It is 3 years since we met.
You remember, then?
I've never forgotten. I thought you'd escaped to France.
I arrived in Odessa yesterday.
And you come here to see me?
I've come here to see the chief of the intelligence department.
You don't mean...
I was informed that you needed a woman spy. I proved my talent in 1917. Very well. Here I am.
You were told the nature of the task?
No.
General Rangel's army is hard pressed.
So I've gathered.
If the Reds are reinforced, we will be defeated.
And you wish me to find out whether they're likely to be defeated.
There is only one man in South Russia who knows.
And that is?
Political commissar, Kazanovich. Comrade Kazanovich has few weaknesses, but it is said he has a liking for pretty women.
I understand, Nicholas.
Kazanovich is at Kiev, 200 miles north. He will be transported by aeroplane behind the lines of the Red Army. He will be landed as near Kiev as possible.
And my means of communication with you?
He will be provided with carrier pigeons.
Ah. Oh. I wish to take my old nurse, Natasha, with me.
Very well. Above all things, I warn you, Olga...
Of what?
Of the Cheka, the Bolshevik secret service. They have spies everywhere.
Oh, have no fear, Nicholas. I've learned to take care of myself.
Look out, Katanovich. He's going to trip.
I'm so sorry. Come. I sit.
That's all right, comrade. You dropped this bag.
Oh, thank you. It's the only one I have.
Sit down and have a glass of vodka.
Thank you, but I...
But what?
You have your friends.
Oh, I'll soon get rid of them. Be off with you, comrades. Can't you see I have business to discuss?
It's the sort of business I should like to join in, Katanovich.
You heard me.
You certainly have an eye for a pretty face.
Now that we've got rid of that scum, you can sit down. Here. Here's some vodka.
Thank you.
Let us drink
to... We will drink to Trotsky and the Red Army.
Excellent, excellent. Trotsky and the Red Army. Zavashka, Zavoria.
Zavashka, Zavoria.
You're no peasant.
How did you know?
It's my job to know things like that. Let me see your hands. Why, they're as soft as velvet. And as smooth as alabaster. You'd better tell me who you are, comrade. If you don't tell me, there'll be others asking you. And they mightn't be as gentle as I am.
I used to be an actress.
Actresses have been known to sympathize with the white.
My brother was killed by the white when they entered Odessa. I escaped only by disguising myself as a peasant.
Ah, you're a true comrade then. What do you say we go for a drive? Here, have some more vodka.
Thank you. Have you a motor car of your own, comrade?
Of course I have. Don't you know who I am?
No.
I'm Commissar Katsanovich, in charge of the political department of the People's Southern Army.
Oh, are you? I'd no idea.
So you better come for a drive with me, my little charmer. And then perhaps we'll go to my apartment and drink some more. Well, Olga, this is my apartment. Don't you like it?
It is very nice.
You can see I'm a man worth being nice to, can't you?
Indeed, I can, comrade.
Well, sit down and have some more vodka.
Thank you.
Here you are. To the Red Army.
To the Red Army.
What do you say to hitching up with me, eh?
Do you mean marry you?
I mean a good, sound, revolutionary arrangement. Wouldn't you like to come and live in my apartment?
Oh, it would be very nice. Only...
Only what?
Well, I made up my mind I'd never fall in love with a soldier.
Never fall in love with a soldier, eh? Why, all the nice girls love a soldier.
Oh, but soldiers run such risks. You never know when they'll be killed.
Don't worry, my little pussycat. The war will soon be over.
But Rangel's army's been holding you off for months. They're gaining ground.
Don't you worry. Trotsky has decided to concentrate on the southern campaign now.
Has he?
He's sending us 100,000 men and all the guns and equipment we want. Those are the whites we don't kill. We'll be driven into the sea.
Splendid.
What about a kiss?
Just one, then. And now I must go.
Oh, already?
Tomorrow's another day, comrade.
All right, then. Come along and I'll drive you home in my motor car.
Oh, here you are at last, madame.
Natasha, I've got it.
What?
Where are the pigeons?
Here they are.
And pencil and paper?
Yeah.
The Red Army will receive overwhelming reinforcements. All right. You can let the first pigeon out of the window, Natasha.
Yes, madame.
What was that?
A man in the street below shot at the pigeon.
Oh, did he hit it?
No.
Good. Here's the second message. You can let the other pigeons go now.
Stand where you are.
No, no.
Oh. Oh, you've killed her.
You'll be killed later yourself. I thought it was queer that you should leave so soon after I told you about the reinforcements.
The pigeons have got away, and you can do what you like with me.
Who are you?
I am the Countess Olga Rakendorf.
Ah. Well, we'll see if you crow so loudly on Wednesday, when you come before the Revolutionary Tribunal.
Olga Rakendorf, formerly known as Countess Rakendorf, you have been found guilty of espionage against the Revolutionary Army. You are sentenced to death. The sentence will be carried out tomorrow morning. Very well, comrade. That's all. Here you are, comrade. Here's the cell.
Good morning, Countess.
Why are you here?
The sentence of death will be carried out in 5 minutes. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless you choose to accept the offer I made you a week ago.
Never.
You think I can't save you, huh? Well, I tell you, my word is law. All I have to do is...
I would rather die 1,000 times than owe my life to a scoundrel like you.
Very well. Take her out, Stepan.
This way, comrade. In the middle of the escort. Prisoner and firing party, quick march!
Well, Olga, have you changed your mind?
No.
Go ahead, Stepan.
Would you like your eyes bandaged?
No.
Firing party, port, up! Prepare to fire!
Stop! Don't fire!
Who are you?
I'm Nazarov. From the Leningrad Chekhov.
What do you want?
I have orders to take Olga Rakendorf to Leningrad for questioning. Here's the order, signed by Jashinsky.
How do I know it isn't a forgery?
There's Jashinsky's signature.
Stepan, get on the wireless and find out if the Leningrad Chekhov want Olga Rakendorf.
Very well, comrade, commissar.
Kindly retire, out of earshot. Comrade, commissar.
Why?
I wish to question the prisoner.
Why do they want her in Leningrad?
Because she's known to have been in the confidence of the chief of intelligence of Rangel's army. Well... Will you get out of earshot?
All right. But if this order isn't confirmed by Leningrad...
Nicholas, what are you doing here?
Look frightened. I stole the papers from one of the agents of the Chekhov. I have an aeroplane waiting outside the town.
Did my carrier pigeons arrive safely?
Both of them. General Rangel has decided that further resistance is useless. The evacuation of Odessa has already begun.
I still don't understand how you got the papers from the Chekhov agent.
I took an aeroplane to Kiev.
Ah.
We fell in with an enemy plane. We knew from the direction it was coming from that it must be an enemy. We shot it down and landed to inspect it. We found the papers in the pilot's pocket.
The order is confirmed by Leningrad, Comrade Tomita.
That means we're saved.
Shepard, escort the prisoner and this comrade to the flying field.
Very well, Comrade Tomita. Firing party, slow, hut! Quick, march!
Keep out of earshot, comrade. I'm busy cross-examining the prisoner.
Olga.
But why were you coming to Kiev?
Why? Because our agents told us you had been sentenced to be shot.
And you came to rescue me.
Naturally.
But I thought you didn't love me.
Because I sent you on that message. It was my duty as a soldier to send the best spy I could find. But now that all fighting is at an end...
Yes, Nicholas.
Now that we're at war no longer, it's time to think of love and of our own happiness. Olga, my darling.
Countess and Nicholas duly reached Odessa and were evacuated with the rest of Rangel's army. In course of time, they settled down in a foreign land far from Russia, and in their exile found consolation in their love for each other.